This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, I'm Natalie Pincham, and welcome to the Journal of Neurosurgery podcast for August 6th, 2010. Multiple craniotomies in the management of multifocal and multicentric glioblastoma is a clinical article written by Wael Hassanin and colleagues. The prognosis for multifocal or multicentric glioblastomas has been unfavorable up till now, with median patient survival estimates of 6 to 8 months. Although the association of the extent of resection and survival duration in patients with glioblastoma has been well described, the role of surgical intervention in patients with multifocal or multicentric gliomas remains controversial. The use of multiple craniotomies during a single operation for resection of multiple brain metastases has been documented with no associated increase in risk of mortality or surgical complications compared with patients receiving a single craniotomy. What has not yet been established is whether to apply this approach to patients who have multiple glioblastomas. At the MD Anderson Cancer Center, the authors identified 20 patients in whom multiple glioblastomas were removed via multiple craniotomies during one surgical session. They compared data obtained in these 20 study patients with data acquired in 20 control patients in whom a single craniotomy was used to resect a solitary glioblastoma. Patients in each group were similar with respect to age, neurological performance status, tumor location, and the extent of tumor resection. The median survival times of patients in each group did not differ significantly, nor was there a statistically significant difference in the surgical complications or mortality rate in patients harboring solitary or multiple glioblastomas. The authors conclude that patients with multiple glioblastomas who undergo aggressive surgical resection of all lesions survive as long as patients who undergo surgery for a single lesion. Moreover, there is no associated increase in postoperative morbidity. The authors state that these findings may indicate the need to question conventional wisdom advocating a minimal role for surgical treatment in glioblastoma. Thank you for listening. Sign up in iTunes to get all weekly podcasts delivered to you as soon as they go live on Fridays. To read all the articles published by the JNSPG this week, or to visit our podcast archive, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.